Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Many of you will be heading down Highway 43 to Reser Stadium this season to see the Beavs in action. And as you do, as you drive right by, you'll go right by Trysting Tree Golf Course. Go, oh yeah, I see that golf course all the time. Well, that's where we head now. And pleased to have joining us the longtime head PGA professional at Trysting Tree, the 2023 Pacific Northwest Section PGA Merchandiser of the Year. There, among many accolades he's garnered over the years, a fixture in Corvallis, Sean Airy. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. How are conditions there in Corvallis this morning?
Well, Jason, thank you for having me on this morning. It is absolutely a perfect day for golf out here at Trysting Tree.
Well, and you've got, as we mentioned earlier, the 73rd Oregon Men's Stroke Play Championship going on. This is one of the bigger amateur events in the state of Oregon, the OGA putting this one on, and a little bit of history in round one with a course record performance.
Yeah, one of our locals, one of our teams, Oregon State men's player, Colin Hodgkinson, had a wonderful round of 62 yesterday, absolutely a perfect round of golf. And the golf course wasn't set up easy. I know what Brent did for the tournament, how he set it up. It was fairly close to what we did last year. Ryland Johnson actually shot a 62 last year in our men's golf invitational for Oregon State last October and shot 62 as well. And that was only about 100 yards longer than what we played yesterday for the men's stroke play. So yeah, it was really an exceptional round of golf because really, really a strong field, and he shot 62 and the best score posted after that was 68. So a phenomenal round of golf.
Yeah, they've got another round today. It's nice going to the first tee with a 6-shot lead. And so we'll see if he, and a lot of local knowledge, obviously they're playing that course. That's where they practice. We'll start there. The affiliation, a long time with Oregon State. They've got a nice practice facility there. It's one of their home courses. You're going to host an NCAA men's regional next year. What's it like to kind of be affiliated with a major Division I university with those golf programs?
Well, yeah, you know, it's fun because I've been here 34 years and I got to see all the kids come through, and now I see their kids coming up now. It's been kind of fun to see that. But, it, you know, Trysting Tree is actually owned by the Oregon State University Foundation. So we are an asset of the university. So we're an extension of Oregon State as well. So a lot of people don't associate us with Oregon State, but we are one of the three for-profit foundation assets that that is owned by the OSU Foundation. So we're very happy to do everything we can for men's and women's golf here at Oregon State and keep it going. A couple years ago, which was really cool to see, we were one of the only three programs in the country to have both men and women make it to the regionals and nationals. So that was pretty cool to see at Oregon State. Well, and we feel pretty honored that we're doing what we can to help facilitate their programs.
Oh, no question. And now, obviously, with the changes that have gone on, the Pac-12 dissolved and is trying to be reinvented. How has, you know, we hear all about football and basketball and the big NIL money, all of those sorts of things. But how is that affecting a program like a golf program? And Oregon State has, you know, had a number been getting to NCAA regionals. We've seen some of their players get to the tour level as professionals. How has that affected what the program is still able to do moving forward? And the other piece of that is, in the NIL world, obviously, most of these golfers have amateur status. That actually means something in the world of golf. Are they able to take, you know, partake of the NIL and some of the sponsorship resources available, or do they simply have to be complete amateurs if they want to keep that amateur status?
No, I think, you know, anymore now, NIL is available for golf as well. You have to probably get more involved with that with John Rehorn and Don Shockley, the golf coaches at Oregon State, more involved there, because we don't really have any involvement with their programs other than supplying the facilities for them. But it is, you see it out there. It is a hard thing to do to, you know, anymore. And I don't think it's just men's and women's golf. It's every sport and across the board for Oregon State. It's always going to be a challenge, but whatever you can do to help develop players and golfers and give them the resources to become better players, that's the big thing they're looking for. And our practice facilities are right up there with some of the best in the country now. That when Dan Hixon came in and remodeled our golf course in 2016 and 17, that was one of the key focuses of creating a better, more high energy, high impact practice facilities for these golf programs to get the players to come in so they can elevate their games to the next level and give them that opportunity. And that's what we've done with the remodel and the design of the practice facility. So that is what we can do for them. After that, my hands are off when it comes to NIL and what we can do for them to, you know, give them the resources. So I don't have an answer on that one, but other than we're just giving them the best experience they can to make their games better.
Chatting here with Sean Airey, who's been a PGA professional since 1988. You've been down at Trysting Tree for 30 years now as the head pro. The Oregon Chapter PGA Player of the Year in 2010 and 2011. So still, you speak from experience when you get into instruction and helping everybody out. I know you have, in addition to the actual golf teams, a lot of the athletes at Oregon State, football players, basketball players, volleyball players, have gotten into the game of golf through your tutelage. What's it been like when you get a Division I athlete, somebody that's truly athletically gifted? How is the transition when they want to take up the game?
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I've had a number of the, you know, athletes come through here when I got here in 92. Brent Berry was one of the first guys that was out here on a regular basis, and everybody knows Bones.
Bones.
Brent was a regular fixture out here. It's been a long history of, you know, a lot of these kids come through and become golfers outside of their sport, and we have a resource for them. And that's one of the things when we built Trysting Tree Golf Club in the 80s, Nat Justina had a vision for the university and for the community of Corvallis when he built it to help elevate Oregon State as a university for the students and for the athletes and the community of Corvallis. So it has helped in that regard. And then since NIL has kind of come through, we've kind of created a program with the athletes, the varsity athletes for all the programs, that now that we can't compromise the athlete or the program by giving them free golf or anything like that, which we had to be very careful for doing anything in the previous times before NIL came around. Now we're able to do something like that. And a couple of years ago when Jonathan was coaching for us at Oregon State, and incidentally, Jonathan Smith was a football player at Oregon State who worked for me in the summer, his freshman and sophomore year. And then behind him was Derek Anderson following
I've seen and Derek. So he can rip
DA it. Spent a lot of time in here in the pro shop on Mondays after football games. And so we've had a lot of experience with the athletes. You know, baseball has been a big following. Darwin Barney and Mitch Canham and all those guys back in the 07, 08 teams that were so great. They spent all their per diem money on Monday after they made the road trips and came out and played golf on Mondays, rented cars and played as much golf as they could. So the golf course has been a great resource. And now that we can do things for the athlete, it has now been, you know, those guys are coming out on a regular basis, on a space available basis. They get to play golf out here. And now it's become quite a community of getting these kids. And a few years ago, when Jonathan came back to Oregon State, he remembered his roots out here. And he thought about, let's bring the recruits out here and their families in the summertime when we're recruiting and show them Trysting Tree. And a lot of these kids from the inner city have never seen a golf course before. And next thing you know, they get hooked to the game and they come out here and start to want to really learn the game because they don't get that access and it's affordable to them now. It's not overly expensive when they do it the way we're allowing them to do it. So it's been a good resource for the athletic department as a recruiting tool, as a kind of a bonding tool for the athletes. And then also it's a learning tool for them to give them a resource and a skill that they can take beyond their school and their athletic days and in whatever sport they're in.
Well, no question. And whether or not they make it to the professional ranks or they continue in the sport in some fashion, you know that golf is going to be involved in fundraising and networking and celebrity sorts of things for them. So certainly a good skill to have. The other piece of the puzzle for fans, for Beaver fans, you own and run your own pro shop. You've won awards for that, but you're able to do some signature sorts of things. So if Beaver fans love playing golf, they need to venture down there because you have some specialty items maybe for Beaver fans that you're not going to find anywhere else.
Yeah, my son, Hogan, he's kind of following my footsteps and hopefully taking over for me here in the next year or two, keeping the tradition going at this pro shop and the golf course. But he's changed the way we market the pro shop and our Beaver. And we have a Beaver golfer, which we call our walking Beaver, but we call him Birdie now, and he's kind of got a nickname, Birdie Beaver, the golfer, golfing Beaver. And so it's our new logo. It's not the Oregon State Beaver, but we're kind of symbolic too, obviously, with the school, and it represents Trysting Tree. And there's a lot of neat things we're doing where Corvegas is another nickname that we have in Corvallis, and my son's kind of, you know, used that line and created some merchandising around the Corvegas theme with the Beaver, the Birdie Beaver too, as well. So it's, we're having some fun with it, and he's making things a lot more interesting and a lot, buying things that, when I look at the invoice, I said, what are you doing? And the next thing I know, 12 pieces went out in the first week. I said, okay, you know what you're doing, so I'll let you keep going. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. Now, are those things, is there an online piece to that, or do you need to come down and play around and then go in the golf shop and take advantage of it there?
You know, that's from old school to new school. My son's a new school. I'm the old school. So I do it the old school way, but he's working on the process now of going into online purchasing. We haven't quite established it yet, but we are working on that model at this point to where we can take a dozen pieces that he's developing and then putting that on an online basis. So we're getting close. We're not there yet, but we're almost there.
Hopefully in time for that Christmas shopping for the Beaver golfer and the family there. As for the course itself, obviously hosting one of the premier local amateur events. You're getting ready for an NCAA regional next year. For those that want to come down, and that's a nice thing, open to the public, get your tee times early. But for people coming down, how has the course been? How has this year, especially this year of predictable, no extreme temperature or weather issues? This has been one of the mildest, most controlled years weather-wise, I think I can imagine. And most courses are as dialed in as they've been in maybe the last 5 years.
Yeah, our golf course is always in tremendous shape. Pat Doran, who's our superintendent, he's been here since the course opened in 88. He has absolutely a perfect pulse to the golf course. So it is playing really firm, really fast right now. And it's a lot of fun. This golf course, we get kind of a bad reputation of saying it's pretty wide open and pretty benign and pretty easy. But you give us a week to 2 weeks and we can turn the screws up a little bit and tighten it up. And the golf course no longer becomes a cupcake facility. I like to tell people we actually design the golf course and run the golf course 51 weeks out of the year or 52 weeks out of the year if we don't have a tournament for the general public so that they can enjoy the round. And the pace of play is always a very good, solid 4:15, around 4 hours, 4:15, on even on a day when we're doing 275 to 300 rounds of golf. But when we have a big event coming up, like next May, we're going to have some time to grow in the rough and do some things to the golf course we normally don't do. We've had the opportunity to do it about four or five times over the past 35-plus years. And when we do that, this golf course no longer represents what Trysting Tree is on a day-to-day basis. I have a great story to tell you back in 2000 and 2001 that you'll probably find some humor to. We hosted the 2001 NCAA regionals for both men and women on back-to-back weekends in May in 2001. And so in 2000, we did a preview tournament, and we invited quite a few really good, strong teams in the West Coast and a few on the East Coast. And it was in September. And in September, our roughs go dormant, and they're really, there's not much rough out here on the golf course. It's basically brown rough and dried out grass. So, and it was pretty wide open and easy to play. And we had a team called at BYU come in, and there's a son of a pretty famous golfer that came out to watch his son play. And I'm in my office and knock, knock, knock. And it's Johnny Miller. And he makes pokes his head in. And he says, "Are you the head pro?" And I go, "Yes, I am." And he said, "Well, I'm Johnny Miller." And I said, "Well, I'm yep. undeniable there."
Got that.
And he goes, "Well, this is a blueprint of how any public golf course facility should be built and made and maintained. This is absolutely a perfect golf course. Everything about it is just what anybody that needs to do a golf course in, this is how it should be done." And I said, "Well, thank you for the compliment." Fast forward 9 months, we have a very wet May, and we are growing the rough up. The fescue's ankle high, if not higher, and it's so thick that you can't find your golf ball in it in half the time. So he comes back in, and he looks at me and knocks on my door, and he says, "I don't know what you guys did to your golf course, but it's totally unfair." He said, you can't find your golf ball. He said, "The U.S. Open, the British Open, you can't, you know, they don't even do what you guys did to your golf course." And I go, "Well, to be fair to us, Mr. Miller," I go, "you know, our fairways are 30 yards wide, and we had 10-yard bumpers between the fescue and the fairway, so you got 50 yards to put the ball in play." I said, if you think that's unfair," I said, "Ches Reavie shot 67 and Matt Jones shot 65 from Arizona State, so I think the golf course is fair." It happened to be his son shot 89 or 92 that day, so he wasn't too happy. But I get comments about when we have the golf course set up that way, what'll happen is, you know, my customers will come in here and they say, "Well, I'll come back when the rough's cut down."
There you go.
You know, and so if you want to challenge yourself and you really want to find out, next May would be a fun time to come out and play Trysting Tree, because we won't have it to that extreme. I think the next year or the year after, we had the Pac-12 championships and we dialed it down a little bit. And I think Pat figured out the perfect height for our roughs to where it's still not a penalty, but it's you're not going to get it on the putting surface from the rough, and it's still findable, very playable. But we had a very wet spring that year in 2001, and we lost control or any way of mowing it down. But it was quite a funny thing to hear Johnny Miller give us a praise and then a rip. Yeah. So,
Sean Airey, the longtime PGA head professional down at Trysting Tree. If people want to learn more about it, make a tee time, what's the best way to go about doing that?
Well, we have online. You go on to TrystingTree.com and you can log on there and set up an account and then get a tee time. We do 7 days in advance. We're a very busy golf course all the time, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, but we can always find room for you. And it's still a fun and enjoyable golf course. The greens running about 13 right now, 13 and a half probably today with a little bit of breeze. So it'll be, they're kind of slick out there.
There we go. Well, they should be enjoying it. Should be ideal conditions down there, low 80s for temperature, not much breeze. So good luck to all the competitors. See if they can chase Colin down this afternoon. Sean Airey, thank you so much for the stories and for your time. And we look forward to seeing you down the road.
Anytime, Jason. Thanks for the time.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.